أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفغير دين الله يبغون وله أسلم من في السماوات والأرض طوعا وكرها وإليه يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayat, Allah explained the rights of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah alone is to be worshipped and only Allah's commands are to be obeyed. And the position of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, that they have come to give us guidance and we must accept that guidance and follow that guidance and the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Now here Allah Ta'ala explains that Deen Islam, what is that? It is to surrender totally to Allah Ta'ala. And this is one religion that came from Adam alayhi salam till Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till the day of Qiyamah. That is, every religion, every Nabi taught, you must surrender to Allah Ta'ala. And that is what Islam is, to surrender totally to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah explains here in this ayat, and as we have read previously, that when Allah took a promise from every Nabi also, and Allah explained that no Nabi ever told anyone that you must worship me and don't worship Allah. And Allah said that is impossible for a Nabi to say that also. And you must only worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when Allah Ta'ala took that promise also, and Allah Himself is a witness to that, that you can only worship Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah has taken that promise. So after this, and with the great stress that has come, and then the punishment, if we go against that, how severe punishment has been mentioned for that. So after that, now again Allah said, how is it possible that a person can worship, accept any other way of life to anything else besides the deen of Islam, besides submitting to Allah Ta'ala? From Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, it is impossible for anyone in his right sense that he will not worship Allah, he will not follow the deen of Allah, he will not surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Which on the other hand now shows how rebellious insan is when he doesn't do that. It's only natural that insan should have been totally submissive to Allah. When Allah created him, Allah does everything for him. He's going to return to Allah and all the proofs that were given. So it was impossible for anyone not to surrender totally to Allah Ta'ala. So how surprising that is. So that Allah discusses here, أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ. اب کوئی اور دین ڈھونڈتے ہیں سوائے دین اللہ کے. How is it? It's a question. A question that it is impossible for that to happen. After all this, are they seeking a deen, a religion, besides the one, besides the deen of Allah Ta'ala? How can it be possible that any person, and here it means any lifestyle, between the lifestyle, from the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Deen is what, not normally what we take as religion, but it is your way of life. That is what is deen. Your whole way of life must be in conformity with the laws of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala say, what? Are they choosing another way of life from that which Allah Ta'ala has ordained for them? How can they choose any other way of life? And thus, in the common, generality of it, that it is any other way, whether it is some modern way that we take out about Islam, a watered down Islam, a mild Islam, there is no true ways. There is no way we can say somebody is too strict on his teaching, or that somebody is too, he's going over the limits. Because that deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one deen, and that is all what we all have to accept. You can't make less in it, you can't make more. This is our interpretation, that if somebody wants to stick firmly to sunnah, we say he's too strict and he's too hard. But that is not the case. If it is too stricken heart, it is like the Christians who went to their monasteries. They became monks and nuns, and they gave up. That is, you go over the limits of deen. Today, nobody can, we hardly can fulfill the rights of deen, forgetting going over the limit. We all have to be making tawbah istighfar for where we fall short. We can't go over the limit. Who can go over the limit? So whoever, if we say that he's too strict and he's going too hard, that is our misunderstanding and our miscalculation, intentionally or unintentionally. But the deen of Allah is one. So Allah Ta'ala says, what? فَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ. Do they want any other way of life besides the deen of Allah? But the deen of Allah is such, وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. اور اسی کے حکم میں ہے جو کوئی آسمان اور زمین میں ہے. And whatever is in the heavens and the earth have all submitted and turned to Allah Ta'ala. We ourselves also, if we see, as explained here, we also have turned fully to Allah Ta'ala, taw'an aw karha, khushi se ya lachari se. Whether a person turns to Allah happily, willingly, or unhappily, unwillingly. But all of us, by the system of Allah, we all have submitted to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, what means taw'an, that is willingly, that is those commands which are called shari'i, the shari'i, which Allah has commanded, like making namaz, accepting Islam, keeping roza, that Allah gave us all a choice. Then the other are known as takwini, that is which Allah has imposed on us, and we got no choice in that. Like for example, our birth. Our death, we got no choice when we're going to die, where we're going to die, how we're going to die. That has been fixed by Allah Ta'ala. Illnesses, nobody wants to become ill, but if illness comes and you've got no power to remove it, we make our treatment, that is just an effort. But illness, when Allah has ordained it, if it's written for us, it comes. And no matter what precautions we take, how much we want to come out of it with our medication, etc., what is fixed for us, we got no choice. So we have submitted to Allah. And from there we should take a lesson that the other matters which Allah has given us a choice, we should also submit fully to Allah Ta'ala. There are those things that we have got no choice, to be tall or to be short, to be in fact even fat or thin, to be light in complexion or to be dark in complexion. We have got no choice, those things are fixed for us. And every person lives by that, to be a male or a female. All that Allah has fixed for us, that is karhan. We have got no choice in that. And from there we should learn a lesson in what we have a choice, also submit fully to Allah Ta'ala. When we ask you for submitting fully to Allah in the other matters in which we don't have a choice, then in what you have a choice, also submit fully to Allah Ta'ala. And also remember, you should surrender fully to Allah. وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. اور اسی کے طرف سب پھر جاویں گے. And all are going to finally return back to Allah Ta'ala. So prepare for that. We're not going to return to our desires. We're not going to return to the people and who we try to make happy. We're not going to return to the entertainment which we are dying for. We're going to return to Allah. And He gave us our deen and submit to that deen. And follow to that deen. Then you will be successful. In there is Basharat also, that those who will do it, they're going to get great returns from Allah Ta'ala. And in it, there are warnings also. If you don't submit and you don't surrender to Allah, when you're going to return to Him, He's going to punish you terribly. Such punishment which you cannot even imagine. So in the short ayat, it's in a sense a summary of the long discussion which has come till now, that believe and worship only Allah Ta'ala. And follow the Anbiya alayhi salam and their deputies, the ulama who teach what the Anbiya taught. Those are the true deputies of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And those who are teaching other things, what the United Nations say, they are not the deputies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who teach interfaith, they are not the deputies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who teach to mix freely men and women, and to have discussions and talk, etc., they are not the deputies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are the deputies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow them. And in matters which Allah has commanded you, there are those which you have no choice, and you submit to them. From there learn a lesson, and those matters which Allah has given you a choice, to make 5 times namaz, to keep roza, to accept Islam or reject Islam, Allah gave you a choice. In that also learn the lesson and submit fully to Allah Ta'ala. And a great encouragement is, وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ, and you are going to return back to Him only, to no one else. And there you're going to be rewarded accordingly, or you're going to be punished accordingly. Your reward will be such that you cannot imagine what great enjoyments you will have forever and ever. And the punishment also is such that you cannot imagine, where you have to be punished forever and ever, and what terrible punishments there will be. So a beautiful teaching of the Quran Sharif, may Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and make our lives accordingly, and not waste our lives to which Allah has given us. Very, very valuable moments. They are not for sports, they are not for entertainment, they are not to build our empires in this world. It is to prepare for this great mission which Allah has set for us. Wa akhiru da'wana.